everyone. Welcome to Real Reiki, Real Life, Real Spirituality. This interactive radio show focuses not only on Reiki, but on all topics of spirituality, as well as self-healing, self-empowerment, through loving and inspiring messages. This show is unique in that you can submit your comments and questions you would like aired and discussed on the show via a recording of your voice by going to www.realreikirealife.com. You can also schedule distant healing sessions with me online by going to that same website, which is www.realreikirealife.com. I am your host, Patricia Keene, ready to love, inspire, and serve you today. In episode 2, part 1, we talked about being passionate about something you've overcome. I've also recorded a short 15-minute companion meditation that can be found separate from this podcast. Please see that after this podcast. It will be the episode following this one. That meditation goes hand in hand with this episode. So please be sure to check it out so you can tune in and really, really maximize what this episode is about today. Okay, so let's go ahead now and think about, again, what was it that you are passionate about? Something that you've overcome that just inspires that passionate desire inside of you. What is that for you? Go ahead and tune into that and let's talk about what feelings come up. Could it be that you want to help others who maybe have gone through what you have gone through? Do you just want to have a voice for what you have gone through? Or do you just want to bring awareness to others? Whatever comes up for you, hold that inside of you. Does one specific thing stick out? Perhaps it's just wanting to help. For example, if you are a cancer survivor or warrior, as I like to say, think about that. Think about how passionate you might feel in wanting to help other cancer survivors overcome their illness, or maybe just help them and hold their hand along the way and let them know that somebody understands what they are going through. Go ahead and just take a moment now to really tune into what exactly that is for you. If you're not a cancer survivor, think about what it is that you went through that you would like to come up with and manifest today. I once knew this beautiful, wonderful, inspiring man named John. Actually, I'll just call him John. His name wasn't really John, but to protect the privacy of his family and him, I would like to talk to him about his story. So John was probably about 40 years old, and he had suffered with 12 cancers throughout his lifetime. He had a genetic disease that made him prone to cancer, so it seemed like as soon as he was done fighting one cancer, he wouldn't be cancer-free very long before another one popped up. And the thing about John was that he had a daughter who died of cancer, he had a son who lost a limb, and then again later another son died of cancer. And as you can imagine, the funeral costs were astounding for this family. And John had a tough time coming up with the funds needed for the funerals of his children. So he decided to start a foundation for families to help them with funeral costs. John didn't let his music die inside. He had a fight. He had a cause. He wanted to help other families such as his with the astounding costs of cancer and the funeral costs that may be associated with it. So this foundation that he started eventually helped hundreds of families and continues to do so even after his death with helping them find ways to fund their cancer. And the foundation itself helps fund those funerals for those families. I know this may sound like a sad and depressing story, but if you knew John, he was anything but sad and depressing. He always maintained a positive attitude. Even until the last days of his life here, he always had a smile on his face, even though he was just gravely ill and not feeling well at all. And when you think about the beautiful work that he did while he was here in bringing hope to families, in easing some of their suffering as they face the task of burying a child that they don't have money 4. And because he was passionate about this cause, he decided to do something about it. I just find that a very wonderful, yes, it's sad story, but a very wonderful and inspiring story. So the reason I told that story is because I want it to stick out in your mind about what you feel. What are your feelings about what came up for you? And what kind of ways can you think to make that happen for you? If you can't think of anything right away, please meditate and ask for help, whoever you believe that to be. You can use the meditation found after this episode. So I would like to share a story of how I began this podcast. I was very drawn to a wonderful, beautiful lady named Yolanda Williams. She's actually another Reiki person who does a Reiki podcast, and the name of her podcast is Reiki Radio, and she can be found at Yuchi Wellness. That's Yewchi Wellness.com. I had been listening to a few of her episodes and decided to like her on Facebook. And it was not too long, maybe a day or two after the Orlando shootings, if you can remember what that was like. There was a person who went into a gay nightclub and killed quite a few people on a shooting rampage. And this created so much tension, so much sadness, so much emotion within the community. And those of us who are very sensitive to energy were having a really hard time with the energies we were feeling and what we were feeling ourselves. And Yolanda inspired me because she decided to offer free 30-minute Reiki sessions to kind of help out with the situation. So that inspired me to go ahead and offer my own distant Reiki sessions for people who would want that for themselves, to help them relax, to help them let go of any emotions that were overwhelming, to get rid of energies that did not serve them or were not theirs. So on a whim, I felt very guided to sign up for Yolanda's free Reiki session. And during the distant Reiki session that she did on me, she picked up that I needed to make my voice heard in a different way. And one of those ways was she suggested a podcast. Now, I am a very introverted type. This is taking quite a bit out of me to do this podcast. But initially, I first felt a wave of fear. And then crazily, there was a wave of calmness that came over me, and I clearly heard a voice in my head say, "It's okay. You can do this. It's going to be okay." And the crazy thing that happened after that, it's like it opened a door. It unleashed a wave of synchronicities that were just too difficult to deny. In fact, they were impossible to deny. And I felt like I was being guided very strongly. In fact, not just guided strongly, I felt like I was being pushed into actually doing this. But the neat thing about it is I knew that I still had my free will in all of this. I wasn't being forced to do anything that I didn't want to do. And the more I thought about it, the more this idea appealed to me, and the more I felt infused with energy, with a strong desire to make my voice heard. What Yolanda didn't know is that I was feeling stuck in my own Reiki practice, and I didn't feel like I was reaching enough people. So I was asking for help in my meditations and in my prayers at night. And I was getting a little frustrated because help did not come right away. So I tried to be patient and look for signs and try to follow some kind of guidance. And so when Yolanda mentioned this, it was like everything just clicked into place. It made complete sense despite the initial wave of fear. There were many, many synchronicities that happened, but just a couple of them that happened were, in order for this to come to pass, in order for all of this to manifest, were my guidance told me to book that free Reiki session with Yolanda's. And in fact, if she had not started her podcast and I had not listened to her there and really resonated with her messages that she was giving to the world, again, if she had not felt inspired to place that call for help or to give help to the Reiki community or to those who needed help, I never would have signed up for that distance session, and I never would have been able to do this podcast. This podcast would not be going right now if it weren't for Yolanda following her guidance, me following my guidance in signing up for that free Reiki session. And her inner guidance helped her pick up on what in a million years I never would have considered. You guys, I am more comfortable in a crowd just sitting in the corner and observing and not really talking and making my voice heard. But for some reason, I have been told and I've been guided to do this podcast. So what does this all mean for you, this story of this podcast? What this means for you is that passion that we keep talking about. What is it that you want to manifest? What is it that you want to bring to the world? What is that music inside that you want to bring forth? If you ask sincerely, be patient, look for signs, and follow your inner guidance, you will find that eventually your plea to the universe, to God, to whoever you believe that to be, will eventually open up doors that you never thought possible. I wish to publicly thank Yolanda, to thank her for following her inner guidance and for playing her music inside. It is because of her that I am where I am today and that I am able to make this podcast possible and make my voice heard throughout the world to hopefully bring help, love, guidance, and inspiration. So just like the Yolandas of the world needs you. The world needs your gifts. The world needs that music you have inside, that beautiful, unique story that you have to tell, that wonderful guidance, that wonderful love that you can give other people because of what you have been going through or what you have gone through. Please, please, please don't let any kind of fears, any kind of hesitation, any kind of feelings like you're not good enough, because that is something that I guarantee will possibly come up for you. It seems like whenever we embark on something that is going to help others immensely, or even just help one other person, we kind of go to a place in our minds, in our heads, in our ego, of believing that we are not good enough. And that is so normal, because in this human existence that we live in, we are constantly fed that kind of message by the outside world, by our environment, that we are not good enough. I urge you to please let those feelings go. And if you can't let them go, again, please do the meditation found after this episode to help let those feelings go, to help give them to your divine guidance, to take away from you so that you can concentrate exactly on what your music is, how to manifest that, and how to show it to the world, and how to make a difference in this world. You have exactly what it takes. You have divine inner guidance. You also have guidance from the other side that is willing and happy to help you out with that mission that you have. I guarantee and I promise that if you tune into that guidance, if you tune into that guidance within you, if you tune into the guidance that is waiting and able and happy to assist you from the other side, I guarantee that everything will flow when it is meant to and how it is meant to, and any kinds of feelings that you may have that are holding you back will go away. Or they may not seem as important, or they may not hold you back anymore. So go out there and take on the world and show the world just how beautiful you are. I know this was a shorter episode, and that was because we already went over a lot of information in episode one, and also because the episode after this is dedicated specifically for the meditation that I designed to manifest this. Thank you, thank you, thank you for showing up, for making that difference, for having the courage to begin to make that difference. If you have found these episodes and this meditation helpful for you, I urge you to please go to realreikirealife.com and send me a voice recorded message via the widget that is found on the right hand side of that page to let me know how this helped you. I would love to hear your feedback because that feeds my soul. This is why I do what I do. I want to hear about you. I want to hear about the difference you are making. And I want to know about that ripple effect that you are creating, because that ripple effect is endless, as we talked about in episode 1. So again, go out there and take on the world. Namaste. To interact with us on our show, you can submit any listener questions via email or your recorded voice by going to our website at www.realreikirealife.com and using our interactive recorder to record your question or comments there. Your voice question or email may be featured, answered, and aired on an upcoming episode for a truly interactive experience. We also offer free recorded meditations as well as other free stuff. You can also schedule distant healing sessions with me on our website to help facilitate your healing journey. Until next time, I am your host, Patricia Keene, reminding you to always journey in light and serve with love.